the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. James Santel, former U.S. attorney, friend of the Devil's Advocates, sticking around for the last segment. Jim, appreciate you doing so. Never, ever enough time, my friend, but let's get to it. Another grand jury apparently has been active, and they have filed, or they have requested, the FBI has served a former Trump aide, Peter Navarro, with a subpoena regarding the Capitol riot. Now, to my understanding, Jim, this is the first time that we're aware of the inner circle of Donald Trump being subpoenaed, and specifically by the Department of Justice grand jury. This is not a J6 grand jury. This is not a Georgia grand jury. There's so many grand juries, Jim. I don't even know where to start, but let's start. Well, what's your take on the Peter Navarro subpoena?
You hit it right in the head. I think this is one of the biggest news stories underplayed by the mainstream media of the week. Why? How many times have we, in this very show, raised this issue of, if the Department of Justice is investigating, why don't we hear from even from somebody saying, hey, I was approached by an FBI agent. Hey, I just came from the grand jury. Hey, I was just subpoenaed. And we know that there have been grand juries indicted hundreds of people for their on-the-scenes criminal behavior on January 6th, indicted sort of a second tier for the organizers, the three percenters, the Proud Boys, those kinds of things. This is the first time that we know that a grand jury has subpoenaed somebody at that higher level, and Peter Navarro probably at the lower end of that higher level, somebody who is in that larger top circle. And it confirms once again what Merrick Garland said many, many weeks ago. We're going to take this wherever it goes. I view this as confirmation, although the department will not say this, that indeed there is a grand jury investigation investigating exactly who was in charge, who made decisions. Let's call it the Wyndham Hotel, that meeting that was happening after during the January 6th investigation, of those people, perhaps including the president. Yes, including those other people, John Eastman, Rudy Giuliani, all those names. I believe that this is confirmation through Navarro himself, who's filed a lawsuit to stop this, that indeed the Department of Justice is conducting a federal grand jury investigation of exactly who did what, when, and who is in charge. This is very significant.
Jim, let me ask you, here in the state of Wisconsin, there were fraudulent Trump electors. And these were people in the upper echelon of the Republican Party of the state of Wisconsin, including the former chairman, Andrew Hitt, and including current Wisconsin Election Commissioner Bob Spindell. Well, hell, a little luck of the draw, Bob Spindell might be the chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Here's the question. The AG of Michigan, Dana Nessel, seems to indicate she's preparing charges. We have wondered aloud why it is that the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin has not looked at the criminality of this fraud. And I understand it's multi-jurisdictional. And sure, I'd love for the Federal Department of Justice to get around to little old Wisconsin. But don't we have an AG for that, Jim?
I join you in that questioning, that head scratching, and that concern. We do know from Lisa Monaco, the Deputy Attorney General, that this is one of those areas where she has specifically said that indeed the Department of Justice is looking at this electors issue, including those from Wisconsin. So we know with specificity that that's happening at Maine Justice. But your question goes to the possibility of state charges. We know that our current Attorney General has specifically found that there is no basis upon which to pursue under state law, and it advised the Election Commission of that. That's the reason why they made their administrative decisions as they did. Now, I'm not the Attorney General. You're not the Attorney General. On the other hand, it certainly seems to me that given the fact that you've got electors who are purporting to represent the people, the folks who voted in Wisconsin, that you would be able to, without great creativity, without stretching the existing statutes with respect to false statements and false representations about what's happening in Wisconsin, you could have charged those folks, or at least pursued an investigation of this beyond what was apparently done here. I share your concern. I hope that, in fact, the Department of Justice and Lisa Monaco, the Criminal Division, will, in fact, follow up and do perhaps what Wisconsin will not do, which is address these folks who plainly were a part of this larger scheme. Again, getting back to the Eastman Memorandum, this was it all about. We establish electors. We delay, delay, delay. We send this to Congress with the notion that there are people in who are counting on January 6th, including Mike Pence, who've got the capacity, that he doesn't, but nonetheless, the notion is that he's got the capacity to look at all this and say, it's so confusing, it's unclear, therefore send it back to the states. That was the theory. That's why this electors issue is key, and that's why it should be addressed by law enforcement.
Former U.S. Attorney James Santel, Jim, recently we saw reporting that apparently Donald Trump was supportive of the notion, hang Mike Pence in real time. I guess he was down for the hanging of his vice president. Now, Jim, I know this sentiment, you know, that's not necessarily criminal, but when it starts setting, let's say, you know, where his head's at on January 6th, when he's watching this insurrection going on and he's not acting on it, Jim, do you think that's important evidence that'll appear prominently in the first night's primetime J6 hearing?
Absolutely. We know that there is some reporting to the committee already, and probably, again, after the Navarro news, probably the Department of Justice knows this as well, though they're not going to be a part of the committee presentation. We know something about what Donald's gleeful, I think was the word that was used, gleeful response when just watching this on television. That kind of evidence is compelling in a court of law, and I would offer also in the court of Congress that you're going to see next week. Why? Because the President of the United States of America took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, to keep us all safe and secure. In those moments, he is plainly not living up to that oath. More significantly, I would offer, with respect to the other testimony that we'll also hear, what did he do? What did he intend? What did he say? Both before, during, and after, as people are coming to him and saying, you know what, you've got to stop this. You got to reach out and tell America, tell those folks to stand down. And he was reluctant to do it.
You know what he was doing, Jim? He was trying to figure out how to set the DVR to record all the action so you could play it late at night over and over again. Jim, we got less than 2 minutes left. Let me ask you this. If we're not going to have Merrick Garland Day, if the DOJ isn't doing what we think they need to do, maybe we can have, what, Fawny Willis Day, Fulton County DA, another grand jury also active this week. Jim, what's your take on that investigation in the last 60 seconds?
We have always said that this is the one that I think, with respect to all these investigations going on, including things going on or not going on in New York, this is the one. She plainly convened a grand jury last month in May. It doesn't have the authority to issue charges, but it's a predicate for her to do that in this month and going forward. She has got a discrete prosecution unit there. What is it? This call to the Secretary of State asking for the 11,000 and some change votes that he needs. What is the point of that? That undermines and that the electoral process in Georgia, contrary to Georgia law, that's what she can charge. That's what I think we are going to hear also from her, hopefully, fairly soon. It should be coming this summer.
Thank you to our earlier fine guest, Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. It's 11,780 votes, Counselor. You know, you're going to have to be on your game if you're going to host a live show Saturday mornings,
easy, Jim.
9 to 11. On Devil Radio in the Shaw. He'll be live from the farmer's market Saturday morning. Jim, final thoughts, 10 seconds.
We start with math. We finish with math. We'll get it all together. And our 26 members, a final piece of arithmetic before we head out today.
The next time, we're going to win the old-fashioned way.
Because now I see the destructive power of a lie.
No, you don't.
The courts agree with us, too. What's going on?
No, they didn't.